Well, if you want still greater evidence, we feel that the Book of Mormon does not have any, not been tampered with by man. We have the vision of Nephi, which was pretty much the same, I guess, as the vision of his father. And if you will count it up, in this vision, the angel or the personage that was speaking to Nephi refers to the 12 apostles 9 times in that vision. 9 times. And he identifies John the Beloved, or John the Revelator, as being one of those apostles. One of those 12. There's proof. It's just, you know, there's no way to make a fit. And I'm so sorry. Actually, it pains me to even talk about these things. It sounds like I'm delighted, and I don't. Because why people have to continually, and such great numbers, continually stumble over these things. It's just sometimes more than I can stand. Well, if you want a little bit more proof, in that same vision, page 31, verses 115 and 116, it says, the 12 apostles of the Lamb will judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, he's speaking of the 12 apostles, and if you will notice in the Book of Mormon, those 12 that were with Christ in the old country were called apostles. The 12 in this land were called disciples or ministers. In this vision, it refers to them as ministers. And it says that the 12 apostles of the Lamb will judge the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 ministers of their seed. Speaking of these people. And that the 12 ministers of their seed will judge their seed, that is, the people that are of the church in this land. Well, I don't believe I need to go any further on this. Excuse me.